The news here in California happens to be the Oscars, Rachel. They are Sunday. The film to beat is Hollywood's love letter to itself, La La Land, which has 14 nominations.
Yeah, it is a musical for the 21st century. There's tapping, waltzing, foxtrotting, and it's a salute to some 20th century classics, really. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked the choreographer about setting the contemporary feet dancing.
No Oscars for choreography, but the woman who did La La Land's opening number deserves one.
Another hot, sunny day today.
Los Angeles, blue skies, bright sunshine, freeway country. So, on the ramp where the 105 meets the 110, a traffic jam. Frustrated drivers sitting. All of a sudden, they leave their cars and start to sing. And dance. On top of cars, onto trucks, hopping, jumping, somersaulting, skateboarding, biking even, waving their arms. And under one of the cars, you can't see her, but she was there for all 3 minutes and 48 seconds of the number, choreographer Mandy Moore. Not the singer-actress, this is another Mandy Moore.
Underneath the car, screaming out counts, it was really fun.
30 professional dancers, 100 plus extras, 100 plus cars total, 104 degree temperature, and Mandy Moore's under a car yelling.
B34, make sure that you go over the right side of your car, not the left side of your car. Turn on count four, not do your kickball change or whatever it is.
They rehearsed forever, first in a parking lot, later at 3 a.m. on the actual freeway. Before that, on paper, Mandy and director Damien Chazelle drew X's and squares with arrows for where the cameras would go. Then came a model ramp studded with little Hot Wheels cars. Showtime shut down the freeway ramp for 2 days of shooting.
And how many takes did you say?
I think traffic, we did 47 takes.
Opening number ends, movie title appears.
I've seen it in the theater many times now, and it still gets me that, you know, as soon as it says La La Land and it, like, stops on that beat, people just clap. I've just never been in a movie where they do that.
This is Mandy's fourth movie. She's been choreographing for 12 years, mostly TV, Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance. Growing up in Breckenridge, Colorado, she fell in love with the great old movie musicals.
Singing in the Rain, An American in Paris, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, anything that had dance.
She started out as a dancer.
My mom said that I was always dancing around when I was a little kid. You know, I would put on performances for my family. I'd make them all sit down and watch. And she put me in dance at 8. And from that point on, I'd never wanted to be anywhere else.
Mandy Moore met us in L.A.'s Griffith Park, where several scenes were shot. She's 40, with long blonde hair, green eyes, and hands that dance when she talks. Also, the generous patience of a good teacher. Her students were two non-dancers, the stars. In 2 months, they studied singing, piano, Gosling plays a jazz musician, and dancing. Ryan Gosling had never studied dance.
He said, yes, I have rhythm, I know how to perform, but no, I'm not, like, good. So he basically was like, let's start tomorrow.
But he looks comfortable in his body. Emma Stone does not always.
They're different bodies. They also approach dance very differently. She likes to get the movement immediately. She's like a little machine. She gets it exactly right. Where Ryan was very, very different. He would take a long time to get the step. I had to go over and over it with him.
Sometimes he looks as if he's counting, but he dances gracefully in character. Gosling and Stone have a they-don't-like-each-other-then-they-fall-in-love duet on a hill in Griffith Park. It's sunset. They're on a bench overlooking L.A.'s evening lights. She swaps her heels for flats. Next thing you know, he's tapping, then walks away. She gets up, follows him, and they're dancing.
It's a lovely day to be caught in the rain.
Mandy Moore borrows some steps from this classic Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers routine from the 1935 film Top Hat. Dispute, disdain, a song, the dance. In those days of Hollywood censorship, dances were the love scenes. In La La Land, some still are. The 6.5-minute Griffith Park duet was filmed under what you might call pressure.
Damien, the director, wanted this all to be in a single take.
One camera, no edits. And because there was no money to fix colors by computer in post-production, and the director wanted the sunset colors to be just right, they had only what they call the magic hour in which to shoot.
Magic hour allowed us to have about 5 takes. And usually take number 1 was too light, take number 5 was too dark. So they basically had 3 chances to hit this thing. And we shot it for 2 nights, so they had 6 chances to make this happen. On an incline, on asphalt, not being dancers. I mean, it's incredible to think what they did.
Watching her star's natural movements, basing her dances on those movements, and shaping them toward grace and fluidity, choreographer Mandy Moore helped fashion a Technicolor musical for today. In La La Land, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Mandy Moore, this is maybe the greatest challenge of your life. I'd like you to teach me a step.
Oh, yes, I would love that.
Now, you have to know I'm 100 years old, and I have 2 bad hips, and my feet ain't great either. Let's go.
So okay, let's bring our feet together, and then you're going to start with your heels to the right. Then you're going to go toes to the right.
Oh.
You're going to go heels to the right. Look at you, you're doing the Mia Sebastian.
I'm dancing.